Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're honored today to have, I like these old school guys. We don't have any screens to look at. All we get to look at Fred's lovely face.
That should be enough.
And this is a man of wisdom. Right, Ken? I tell all you guys, whatever you're going to teach about, you go through it. What do they teach about? Suffering and pain and God's goodness. Yeah. This is a man I like. This is a smart man, right?
Right.
So he's got God's goodness over him for few weeks now, right?
Hey, Bob, is he saved?
All right. Without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Fred. Fred, who would you like to pray for you this morning?
I don't know, Ed, I guess.
We're Ed. Oh, Ed, there.
I knew you.
I love you, brother. Well, hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we just lift up our brother to you right now, Lord God. And Father, I know he's worked hard. He's had a crazy week. And yet he found time to get into your word and bring forth to your people, Father, your word, Lord God. So, Father, right now I just pray that you would anoint him with your Holy Spirit, Father God. Let every word he utters come forth and minister to our hearts and our minds and our souls, Lord God. And, Father, we just thank you for his sacrifice, Lord. We ask that you bless the rest of his day. Bless our day, Father. And we thank you for your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to have to correct you on one thing real fast. You said he's had a rough week. This guy's from Southwest Detroit. He's had a rough life, brother.
All righty then. But, yeah, I'm going to teach on God's goodness. It's kind of a little story behind this. I, had a busy week. You know, little ups and downs. I'll probably get into it a little bit, but... I said, wow, I got a teaching this weekend.
Right.
Man, it's like Friday.
You think that was a question?
And I was like, man, I said, I got to do this, got to do that. So maybe I'll call Bob and see if I can switch with somebody. this and that. I said, but then I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Why would I put the things of the Lord aside for things that I have to do? So that's the way I looked at it. So I'm thinking, I've been going through a lot of stuff this last couple months. I'm teach on adversity or, going through trials or something. You should know about that, And then I'm thinking, I'm sitting there, but this didn't feel right. It's just like I was thinking to do this, So I'm praying, Lord, I'm at work and I'm driving and I'm sitting there, and nothing really coming to me. I didn't feel at peace with nothing. Of course, in my head, I'm thinking, I can teach on this or I can teach on that. And usually for me, when I get something, some scriptures will come in my head, like, I don't know, to lead me that way. I wasn't getting nothing. So I'm sitting there, saying, Lord, I need you to give me something, kind of. Like 5 o'clock Friday, I got on a Sunday.
Real fast. Right. Let's you're not using the screen, let's kind of move you over a little
bit. All right.
Everybody's kind of straining their neck. We got some more
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Bob wants me to be centered here.
You want him out in the hall?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right.
There you
all right.
go. How's that?
All right, this is good. This God's goodness here. But so, yes, I'm fine, Bob.
Okay.
I'm fine. I got my 28 font, so I don't need my glasses, and I'm good to go. but as I was saying, so I'm sitting there, and so we're kind of going to close. We're supposed to be closing our house this week sometime. So now my wife's happy. To talking to Mitzi on the phone, how God is good. God is good. I'm thinking, God, it wasn't good last week. You were going through some stuff, So I'm just sitting there, and it just hit me, like, I want to do it on God's goodness. Because it should be good in the bad times and the good times. In the good times, we're like, God is good. Lord, thank you. In the bad times, I'm like, oh, Lord, what's happening? Blah, 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 So that's what just come to me, and that's what I'm going to try to teach on today. And it's kind of funny because with this house, I was, you guys been hearing about it for the last 3 months. You're probably tired of hearing about it too, because I'm tired of dealing with it. And but, because I've been praying, it's like in every prayer, Lord, just a house, Lord, help me with this house, everything I'm, going through with these houses. And, and then I had a pretty bad day, that one day kind of went off on my realtor, told him everybody's fired, I ain't selling. I went off, man. I mean, I lost it. I mean, yes. Cover your ears. Cover your ears. I'll bleep it out. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Yeah, you and bleep, 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 bleep. That's what the conversation was. And after I took a shower, I'm like, I kind of calmed down. Kind of scripture popped to my head. It was actually the part of the prodigal son, where it said the son came back to his senses and he went to the father, right? And I'm like, okay, now I'm back. Lord, forgive me. I lost it, and through this, through this whole time, and Ed would always say this, the devil's going to look for that little crink in that armor, and he'll get you, because all through this, I've been like, the Lord's got a plan here, and, my wife gets frustrated. I'm always talking her down, like, the Lord got it under control, so that was but man, I lost it, and, I went off the rails, called the pastor, and told him, Pastor Don, he'd laugh at you, But anyways, as I was saying that, when I was calmed down, so the next day, I'm praying. It's in the morning, so I'm praying, and I'm like, I'm not saying nothing about that house. I'm not bringing it up to the Lord because, I just started praying for people, praying for myself, praying for my, just my family. God was, people would pop in my head. I was praying for them, and I got off my knees like, yeah, I felt good, and the scripture come to my mind, first seek the kingdom and everything else will be added on to you. The house is everything else. Yeah. I stopped seeking the goodness of God for that time. Because I was all worried about this one thing. It's important you want a place to live, but God already got that. Because it's through his goodness that he gives us these things. He loves his children. And it says, to say that God is good means that God always acts in accordance to what is right, true, and good. Goodness is part of God's nature, and he cannot move away from that, his nature. I don't like the way it says cannot. I just like God will not. Because God can do it whatever he wants. But him being all righteous, he just won't do it. God is good. We heard that. God is, all the time. We got songs we sing, but I like to, because I'm sure we all got stories, to how we went through some trials back in the day, but after we moved out of them, we can go back and look back and see how God brought us out and end up for good. Not when we was going through it, of course, but go ahead, Donna.
I just wanted to say this past week and a half, the Lord has been having me just give thanks to him and not pray. Just give him thanks. And in the midst of it, he did something within my heart. And I started to, like all those things that you, like your house and stuff, we all have problems. And I started feeling like, you know what, Lord, I don't got to worry about it. All I got to do is give you honor and glory and give you thanks, and you're going to take care of it. We got to trust in him, and I just want to say that's what he had me doing this past week and a half. Just, I want you to just give thanks. Don't pray for anything, but give me honor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that goes to, you know, when I said I was praying, that's how I felt. Like, you know, we're focusing on these things that are not really important. You know, he's important. He's the one that's going to do everything for us. And he has already. I mean, if you look back, you know, people said don't look back, but look back to where he was when you first started. And if there's not progress in that walk, you know, there should be progress all in that, you know. And you know, hard times you went through, and now you sit. Sometimes you're looking like, man, I was all worried about that, you know. After you know, years later, you know, and you see God's goodness in that afterwards, you know. And so I would. I'm going to go back to the beginning, to way, way back. Now, we're going to go back to Genesis because, you know, I was looking, of course, you know, I put in God's goodness. And, you know, it just brings you up a million things about good, what's good, you know, because every word that is good in the scripture, it'll bring you 100, you know, it's like, 1,016 and 5. I'm like, whoa, brother. I mean, I got to go through these, but it kind of stuck out because, you know, God created, you know, the earth, created the sun, created, you know, animals, and he said, this is good. You know, God's saying this is good. You know, and then I started thinking, does he look at the earth now and say it's good? You know, and I kind of really like, I don't think he's saying it's good no more. You know, I mean, the way people are, you know, but I'll get into that. The way I should say people, because we can be them people too. Yeah. You know, we have times when we're not good. You know, I wasn't good a couple of days ago, and I'm good now. You know, I mean, so, you know, we all fall short from the glory. You know, it's not a scripture I would like to lean on, but it's something to get you off your feet. I mean, get you back on your feet, you know, when you're down. You know, because my wife's not here. I can talk about her, I guess. but yeah, she's like, we all show up for the glory. Well, she was saying the scripture. I said, that's not a scripture to lean on. It's scripture to get you back on your feet when the devil beating you down, you know, for what you did wrong. You know, after that, you got to, you know, come up with some scriptures like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a scripture to lean on, you know. And so she... So we was laughing about it, you know, and, you know, because, yes, we do fall short. But anyways, I like to go because, you know, because God said a man is not good for a man to be alone, you know, so he created him a wife. You know, that itself, I like to question, you know, the wisdom, but, you know, I'm just joking. But, he created him a wife. And
you know this
is being recorded, right? Yes, I know, Bob, but, hey, she there's a 50-50 chance she might not get on the website this week. And, you know. But, yeah, I know, Betty probably text her and let her know. It was good teaching. You need to listen to it. Yeah, we suffer. We suffer. All right. Yeah, we'll move on from that subject. Move on. I know. I don't know if it's something. I like doing it. I don't know why, man. I love doing it. Because, you never know what's going to come up next. If the women start getting riled up, it's funny. But anyway, but you know, he said it was, you know, it wasn't good for a man to be alone. So it, you know, he created a woman, you know, a partner. But
right.
when you and your wife is in sync, it is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can like conquer the world on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's when the devil comes in and tries to bring that division when it can be, I'm sorry, it would be hell. You know, and the man especially, because you know we see a way that is right, you know, and a woman said, no, let's go around this way, it's easier. But no, that's all right, that's for another teaching. That's another teaching.
Put your shovel up.
It's 6 foot deep already, Bob, that's all I need. All right.
Wisdom.
But okay, shoot, I done lost train of thought here. Okay. Woo! Oh man. All right. That ain't even the first verse yet. I ain't even got to the first verse yet. But okay. All right, so we know God created man and woman, which was good. And he took a rest, like, you know, took a rest. But he tells them, you know, of course, not to eat from the tree of good and evil. And, of course, you know, they ate, you know, but it's, you know, and, you know, for one thing, I don't know why they're hanging around that tree. For one thing, you know, they got to, oh, this is a tree we shouldn't be around, but let's go hang out by it, you know, and talk to this guy, the serpent guy. You know, I don't know how big the garden was, but it got to be a little bigger than, you know, one little yard square foot, you know. But anyway, that's a man's nature. Walk right on the line, you know. But anyways, serpent asked Eve, did God, you know, really say you would die if you ate off the tree? And and she said, yes, God said, you know, if we ate off this tree, we should not eat off it, you know, because we would surely die. So here goes the devil, you know. He says, you would not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows when you eat it, you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You know, I always like this because he ain't saying you'll know good from evil. He's saying you'll just know both of them. You know, not saying that you don't worry because evil ain't going to have no power over you. He's just saying you will know both of them. You know, at this time you didn't know both. You just know there's no goodness because you walk with God. You know, so of course, they ate, you know. And I always get, you know, because Adam was right there, kind of wimpy at this point, you know, because he, you know, he wanted it. You go first. Yeah, you go first, baby.
Esther gave
you
that.
You know,
I mean,
huh?
If Esther gave you that apple, you'd be
chomping. Hey, hey. Yeah, I wouldn't want her being mad at me.
<There you go.
laughs> Yeah, you know, but. But anyways, so they eat from the fruit. All right, so of course Paul comes, the Lord comes in the garden, they hide, you know, because they sold fig leaves, they realized they was naked, you know. And that's, and then it's butt naked. But anyways, they what gets me, it kind of stuck out to me, the first thing they felt was shame. You know, first thing they felt was shame. And ain't that how the devil gets you? Come on, do it, do it. And after you do it, you feel the shame.
Yeah.
You know, he leads you right down that road because now you're, you know, we come before God in repentance, but there's that one time we feel like we failed and we shouldn't go.
Yeah.
We should, you know, like they hid. They was ashamed to be in front of God, you know, and, you know, but you know. But then I wrote down Pastor Don's question. Pastor Don, I talked to Pastor Don. He had a question. He goes, if they would surely die, God told them they would surely die, then why didn't they die? Ed and Bob, don't answer. Anybody else got a question? I mean, an answer for that? Donna?
I think they died to knowing what was good and the ways of the Lord. They died spiritually is what happened.
You are correct. Yeah. 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 Donna hands you did. The $100,000 pyramid question, yes. But yes. The woman has answered it correctly. But yes, they died spiritually, you know. But I wrote, even after their his judgment, casting them out of the, you know, of the garden, God showed his goodness. Because if you go down to, because that was Genesis 3, 4 through 5, where they're talking to the serpent. But if you go down to 21, Genesis 3, 21, and he said, God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. So even in his anger with them, he took care of them. Because he said, you're going out in this wilderness. You're going to need more than a fig leaf, brother. Yeah, she ready.
You know, that was the first designer clothes.
Yes.
You know, we're like that, too. Like, even when we sin, he covers us. He covers our sin. I remember used to think because of how me and Eddie were before we got saved, how our kids would be scarred. And one of the things the Lord showed me was, yeah, you did all that, but you don't realize how much I've covered you and how much I'm going to cover you.
Yeah.
And so he's faithful to cover us when we've sinned and to bring us to that place where we repent of and we change it all.
Amen. So, yes, I just found that, you know, I found that remarkable that, you know, I read that scripture, knew, you know, what it says, but after you start reading it and kind of thinking on it, you know, it's like God still cared for us. Even, I mean, the Bible said he loves you when you was yet just a sinner. You know, I can go back now in my life and see where God was in moments of my life. You know, I mean, I got in a car accident, broke my neck. You know, the guy that was with me died. You know, and God saved me in there. You know, the doctor come in, poked me in the foot, you know, and I'm like, hey, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, the doctor thought I was paralyzed because I had a broken neck. You know, and he said, and I remember the doctor said, you're lucky to be alive, much less walking. You know, and, you know, at the time, you're like, yeah, you know, when am I getting out? You know, I mean, you didn't, and that's how the world does it. You know, they get God's blessings, but they don't recognize it, or they don't, you know, they're not grateful for it. And I wasn't grateful. Now, I'm grateful, you know, and so we kind of jumped ahead, but that's how the world, the world is, because the sun shines on the good and the evil, yeah. You know. He makes it rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Yeah. They wake up every day under God's goodness, and they don't even know.
Amen.
You know. But we as Christians should know, and we should recognize, you know, the goodness of God. I mean, every day, I mean, I'm not a nature guy, you know, but if you just some spots in the world, you see these pictures, you're like, wow, that's a beautiful spot. You know, that's God's goodness. That's God's creation. You know, I mean, you can see just looking at a tree, and you're like, all right, I breathe out, you know, carbon dioxide. The tree breathes in carbon dioxide and breathes out oxygen, and I breathe in oxygen. If that ain't a design, that just didn't happen like that. That's God's design. Just to, you know, to keep both of us living. You know, I mean, but you hear that in science, and you know, you never put God into it. You know, and that's what's wrong with the world. They leave God out of a lot of everything. You know, they don't want to hear nothing about God or goodness. You know, if they do hear about God's goodness, first thing they want to say is, well, what about all the suffering in the world?
Yeah.
You know, if God's good, well, what about that?
Yeah.
You know, and, but they don't want to do what God has asked them to do. They want the blessings or God to come in and step in everywhere, but God already gave you instructions how to live right. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you is a good start. You know, if we live by that one scripture, this world would be a better place. You know, but God, everybody's worried about themselves. You know, I mean, greed is one of the problems with this world, you know, because everybody want to get ahead, no matter who they step over or step on. You know, as Christians, we ain't supposed to step over nobody. We're supposed to give them a hand up, you know. I mean, there's some people you just can't, you know, can't keep on giving money to somebody that's going spending on alcohol or drug or something. I mean, you got to be wise, but, you know. All right.
Can I say something?
You may.
Hello. Sometimes when I'm sitting, like waiting at a traffic jam or I get a train, caught by a train, I used to think, oh, I'm getting so mad, I want to go. And someone once told me, well, what if there was danger on the other side of that train? Maybe that's God's way of saying, hey, you stay here where you're safe, and I'll protect you from the danger. So anytime now when I'm sitting there at the train or whatever, I'm all, I'm noticing all the graffiti. My girlfriend's son is a graffiti artist. So I'm watching all the graffiti and thinking, thank you, Lord, for saving me from something. So that's the way I look at it, because he's always good.
God is always good.
Why do I sound like a man?
I don't know. I think you got it too close. I thought you was going to start beatboxing. All right, anyways. So we all agree that God is good. But do we agree on that when we're going through trials? Do we remember God's goodness in them times? Or are we just praying to get us out of here as quick as possible? I'll be the first one. I'm praying on the, you know, quick as possible. I am learning more to learn something through them. You know, like I could say dealing with this house that I did learn to put that house aside. And, you know, I learned something in it. You know, I'm sure there's a lot more to learn, but, you know, my face was good for a little while. I was holding on there. You know, she hiding behind my shield. Maybe I didn't pull out the sword and give a couple sticks. Maybe I was hiding behind the shield too much without swinging the word. You know, I mean, there is more than just a sword.
Eddie might need to calm down. I just was thinking, you know, when we move aside, then God can move. And sometimes we hold the process up, you know. And that's what God was showing me this past week and a half. Like, if you just give me praise and you trust in me, I can move and do what I want to do. And that's what you want. But you're getting in the way because you're so worried about everything. You're not letting me move. So.
I'm struggling with it, but me, my latest thing now is God's time. I'll be like, okay, I want, no. If it's the best I feel, I'm not feeling good. I say, hey, Lord, in your time, make me feel better. You just, you know, I'm struggling with it, but I'm trying to walk by that. Hey, God's time.
Yes.
Because Psalms 34:8-9 says, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. Now that is a scripture that you need to you know, hold on to right there. And, you know, because we had tasted the good things of the Lord. We know he is good, you know. And, you know, so I think when we go through some trials, we need to remember things that the Lord is good. He knows he works all things out for good for those who love him and who, what, it's called according to his purpose. You know, we got to, we kind of leave that last line out, according to his purpose, you know, because it is God's purpose. It is God's plan. You know, there's something, there's, it's bigger than us. You know, and I think we, that's when we're kind of selfish in a little way that, you know, we start thinking, me, 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 me. Well, there's a bigger plan here, you know, and, but at the end, we know God ain't going to leave us out there. You know, he's gonna, it's gonna work out for the good. You know, we have to, you know, they, I ain't got the scripture, but God tells Moses to remember these days from generation to generation. You know, I just remember that the Lord has brought you out of some place and brought you into a beautiful, you know, bringing you into the promised land. You know, as you get comfortable in this land, don't forget about where the Lord has brought you from, his goodness. You know, so when that hard time comes, you can remember, you know, all right, he done brought us out of worse situation than this. You know, and he is good, and we know he's good, and he's going to bring us out of this one too. Now let me learn, you know, from this situation, because, I mean, how are we going to get strengthened? You know, answer me that question if we ain't going through trials. You know, if we're doing everything is good all the time, are we getting stronger? I mean, you got to say no. You're just riding the, I don't know, riding the money train. I mean, I guess you could say, you know. It's, I mean, and believe me, I like smooth sailing. You know, but even on the ocean, storms come. Never smooth sailing all the time. Uh-oh. Wow, I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
Sometimes when we're going through things, we think it's all about us, but maybe he's using the situation to work things into other people too,
yes.
Because we're usually not the only one involved in that situation, and God's working through us to bless or change not only our heart, but somebody else's heart.
Yes.
No, Fred, what you were saying earlier when you first started off about our past, you know, it took me back to Kenny's teaching that Wednesday when he had the two envelopes. He had a before and an after. And I think it's okay to look back to see where we came from, but not to dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just as a reminder.
Yes.
But the part that really got me is when Kenny said, now that you're here in the after, is that good enough? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really need to dwell, is in the after. Because sometimes we can get complacent and think, well, I'm good. Like Fred said, let's just ride the money train. It's great.
Right.
You know? But is that all? Is that all?
Right.
You know? And when Kenny gave that teaching, well, I mean, it hit me hard, you know? It's like, yeah, we can't just be complacent because we're here. You know, God wants more than just this.
Yes.
We got to be all we can be in Christ, you know. So I like this story, Fred. It's really ministering to me about, yeah, even when you get the house, that's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But is that it? What was the purpose for the house? Maybe one day you're going to have a home group. Who knows? But it's always going to be.
Oh, man, don't start. Oh, brother.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
It's always for God's glory.
There'll be no profit now, buddy.
I'm just saying because, you know, Candace already... She's already inviting us over to your basement, brother. So you better get moving, all right?
There you go.
But she said, you know, we want to fix up this basement and host something for the Lord. It's always for God in all we do.
That's right. Amen.
All right, because I got like 3 pages left. I do know I shouldn't say that in front of Bob. But
not next week, but...
Well,
you will be back.
All right. But
don't rush it. This is good stuff. I just don't want you to rush it. This is
all right, because
so you can
I was looking for what I wrote down, but I don't think I wrote it down.
And you and Don have done an excellent teaching.
Hey, I did not call her. I'm not paying her or nothing. You know, this is the Holy Spirit, brother. This is the Lord. And it's good, because you're moving right along, Donna. Moving right along, sister. Because I'll end on this. It's, you know, often through suffering, we begin to appreciate God's goodness even more than before. And I think that is true. Because when you go through something and God brings you out, you know, you're like, thank you, Lord. I mean, this is, you know, great, and I'm sorry for acting. I mean, there's repentance that go along with that. You know, sorry for my lack of faith, and, you know, and you appreciate him more, you know. And if that's worth the suffering right there, you know, because you get closer to the Lord, you know. Exactly. Yeah, and then you feel like a fool, you know. I mean, so yeah, you feel the shame for your lack of faith in this time, you know. So yeah, so I will just end on that, and thank you.
All right.
Good job.
All right. Give Fred a hand. All right, now give Donna a hand. If you didn't hit anybody else, it hit Donna, right? But I know it was a great word. It hit all of us, didn't it? Yes, yes. We must stop and think about God's goodness and everything. Amen? We're the ones that put the label good and bad, not God, remember. Anything God does is good. If we don't like it, it's bad. I don't remember him asking our opinion, but do you mind if I have Donna close? No. She's still got a little bit left. Yeah. Her leg is still kicking. Like, give me the mic. All right.
Lord God, we just we thank you for today, Lord. We give you honor and glory. And Father, we just thank you for the word that our brother gave us this morning. And Lord, I pray that it would permeate our hearts, Lord, and change us, Lord. Help us to totally trust you, Lord, and to give this word and go forth with it, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Father, that you take care of every need. Even the ones that we don't even realize that we need, Father, you take care of. And we thank you that we can come to you and sit at your feet and just trust you and rely on what you have for us. We just thank you for today, and we pray a blessing over today, a blessing over our worship time with you, Lord. I pray that we would meet you, Father, as we go down to worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
One more thing before we leave. Donna, thank you for breakfast. Give Donna a hand. We appreciate that, too. Thank you.